Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here as always. And I'd like to start, first of all, with a prayer. We pray that you will open my mouth to proclaim your word and the power of the Spirit. And we pray that the same Spirit will open the hearts of its hearers here assembled to receive your word. Amen. Amen. Now, continuing our talks, our series of talks, through a preparation of preparation and prayer, and thinking about its impact on us, I came across a translation by a gentleman called James Clarence Mangan of the Breastplate of St. Patrick. It goes, Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow and cover me. Christ be under me, Christ be over me. Christ be beside me, on left and right. Christ be before me, behind me, about me. Christ this day be within me and without me. Now, I found this in a book by David Adam called Encompassing God. He then explained a prayer of seven directions. It struck a chord with me, both physically and mentally. How I might strengthen my prayers with God, my connection with God, and my dialogue with God. This morning, I thought I would pass on the prayer to you, not just the words, but the directions and the movements. It's up to you whether you might like to join in. Now, beginnings are important to get right. Now, I wonder if you know where East is. Anyone like to point where you think East is? Stavros, thank you for your lovely reading. You're quite correct. Yes, we would turn that way. But if I turn that way, I don't think the microphone works. Okay, and I even had my compass with me just to double check this morning. But you're right, East is there, where the sun rises at the start of the day. Let's think about that. God is before me. God is there. He's at the beginning of life. He's there at the beginning of each moment. He's there at the beginning of any new event. Wherever we go, whatever we do, God is there. And I'm going to be repeating a simple refrain after each part, after each direction. God is here. His Spirit is with me. Now, next would be maybe to face south, which of course would be over there. Nope, I've got that wrong. Over there. God is on my right. Now, that is when the day you might feel is at its fullness, the busiest. We get wrapped up, don't we, in the busyness of life. We sometimes forget maybe that God is there. It is too easy to forget the Lord is in our midst. But as we know, God is in the very thick of things. God is with you in all you seek. You rejoice because that he is with you. God is here. His Spirit is with me. Now you turn to the west where the sun goes down. God is behind me. Why is he behind you? Because he's there to protect you from your own past. He is there when you discover your frailty or your sin. He comes to forgive you so that you may be renewed in him. He abides with you on the sunset road, when the way appears dark or you are troubled in mind. You are not alone. I'm sure many of us have, all of us have had those moments when we have sought God in that way. God is here. His Spirit is with me. And finally, if we turn north, where the sun just does not reach, God on my left. Now that is a placeness, a place of maybe darkness and the unknown. Good morning, welcome. When sinister things are happening to you and in the world around you. But God never leaves you. Moments when you need a power and a light that is not of your making. Think about the power of God, the Saviour. You need him who created light out of darkness. God is here. His Spirit is with me. Or in this particular case, Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light that no darkness can extinguish. So, we have before us, we have God right of us, we have God behind us, and we have God left. Where next? Well, we look down maybe. If we could, well, I used to be able to touch the ground. God is beneath me. God beneath you is there to uphold you in troubled times. Let his strength bear you up. When you stumble or fall, know that God seeks to rise you up. God of the resurrection and the newness of life. God is here. His Spirit is with me. Next, consider your sights and maybe look up. God is above me. God is higher than your thoughts and can be reached by love. God is not far off. He loves us. In Christ, God came down to earth with a purpose through his Son. He died that we might live and have life in all its fullness. Not just for future life, it is for now. In him I arise, and in him I live and move and have my being. Appreciate the wonder, as I'm sure you do, with your eyes, your hands, and your heart. God is here. His Spirit is with me. And acknowledging now that you know that God, you are encompassed by God, the final and seventh direction. Think about maybe right raising your hand and point your finger to your chest, because God is within me. His Spirit permeates your whole life. Like air, God is all around you and within you. You and God are in communion with each other. You dwell in God, and God is in you. God is here, his Spirit is with me, and within me. So in summary, God, you are before me. God, you are on my right. God, you are behind me. God, you are on my left. You're beneath me. You're above me. And in particular, you're within me. And as you pray, consider these directions. The encompassing of God touches us all. Rejoice that you meet God, not just in yourself, but in others. We all dwell in him, and he in us. And not just in us, but throughout the wonders of the world, all creation, as we heard read this morning in Psalm 65. I conclude with a poem by George Herbert. He who created you calls you to awaken to his presence around you and within you. The same presence is to be found in all of creation. In every blade of grass, in the sun that shines, in the winds that blow, in the dust of the earth, in the shimmering sea. In everyone you meet. He is in all there is. He fills all and yet is beyond all. Do not detach yourself from the earth. Seek to love it as God loves it. He is to be found here in this world and in this moment. God is here. His Spirit is with us. Amen.